Keep taking notes. There will be a test later. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
You know, tax day is not too far away. And you've probably been hearing this in the news lately, that somehow people are getting smaller refunds, and therefore, you know, the tax law didn't work for them, and they're getting pinched by this. Yeah, I was a little confused by this, because as I run the numbers, it looks like most people save money under the tax reform that was passed in 2017. But I needed an expert on the phone, so I called my good friend Chris McClatcher, attorney and CPA with Fresh Start Tax Solutions. Chris, how are you?
Good morning, Steve. I'm doing great.
Good. Good to have you here. So with these new tax laws in place, you're probably hearing the same thing. People say, well, I'm getting a smaller refund. Somehow I got pinched. You know, the Trump deal didn't work for me. But I run different scenarios, and you sent me some here, too, that I'm going through. It looks like most people are saving money. Am I wrong here?
No, you're not wrong. People are saving money. They receive larger paychecks because there's less withholding on their tax on their paychecks each week. So overall, consider the entire year, they're actually getting a larger refund, a refund for the whole year. Now, their refund on the tax return may be smaller, or they may even owe. But overall, they're doing much better.
Because their paychecks are bigger. So they might not, right. Instead of getting $1,000 on a refund, they might get $500, but they made an extra $1,000 during the year. So they're $500 ahead. And you know, well, you deal with people all the time that are mathematically challenged, don't you?
Oh, yeah. But I have some that are very, you know, mathematically very bright. So I go through this calculation with my clients, off the top of my head with their tax returns, and sometimes I can ballpark it in. Now, many things change for clients too. For instance, if you have, the personal exemptions are gone. The standard deduction was doubled, but the personal exemptions are now gone. So that hurts people with large families with several small children. But what the IRS did, or what Congress did last year when they passed this law, was they actually doubled the child tax credit from $1,000 to $2,000. So that kind of evened it out. So overall, people are doing much better.
So there you go. If you have kids and you get your tax rate, so you get pretty good. So you ran some scenarios for me. You've got a single woman making $100,000 a year. She has a tax savings this year of about $4,500. A married couple making $175,000 with three kids under the age of 17. Their tax savings, $7,600. But if you're a couple and your kids are out of the house, and you're making $125,000, your tax savings a couple hundred bucks, but you still saved a little.
Yeah, I just had a family in the other day. Yesterday they came in and they were complaining about their tax bill went up in their mind substantially, because they always received a small refund. But both their boys are out of the house now, and they just got to change their withholdings to what they should be married, you know, two as opposed to married five or married four. Another interesting case I had just yesterday. I'm doing a tax return of both California and Hawaii, and I was just working on it this morning, actually, before I called.
Right.
And it's enormous what their state taxes are. So, and as you know, probably, or maybe you don't know, but state taxes, withholding taxes, estimated tax payments, and real estate taxes, and car registration fees, those are limited to $10,000. And
right, that was
really
the big change.
High tax states.
Yeah, that was the big change, the big fight from blue states to red states, because a lot of those high tax states like California, Oregon, New York, they can't write off all of their property tax anymore. And all these other taxes they were able to deduct. Basically, I agree with that, though, because states with lower taxes, we were subsidizing the folks in New York or California. I think it was the right thing to do.
Yeah, I guess on a political side, absolutely, I can understand your rationale there. And those states won't be able to raise taxes as quickly as they had in the past. I know this woman, this woman in particular, her taxes are substantial, and she's got a huge tax IRS tax bill now.
So there you go. Chris McClatcher here from Fresh Start Tax Solutions. A tax day, not too far away now. What are we, less than a month away? I know a lot of your time is spent with people that, you know, have ignored tax day for a year or two or 10. And you go all over the state of Michigan helping people out, and maybe they're jammed up. And some of these folks you've told me in the past, you know, think that they owe taxes, so they avoid the IRS. They don't file taxes. They try to get paid under the table, whatever it is. And then come to find out they didn't actually owe taxes, and they were just hiding for no reason. That's one outcome, isn't it?
Yeah, I work with those type of clients all day. I actually have somebody in, again, you know, we get, it's weird during taxes, and we get a lot of these phone calls that people haven't filed for years. I guess they think about not filing tax returns once a year, and it's during, you know, it's between, before April 15th. But doing a tax return for some individuals right now, moved into state, and they haven't filed for 5 years, and they're getting refunds, and they're going to lose their refunds. Anything over 3 years old, you lose your refunds. And now if you owe the IRS, you got to pay them. But if they owe you, they don't have to pay you if you're more than three years off behind in filing your tax returns.
So that's what you specialize in. People that are getting the nasty grams, as I call them, from the IRS. You help those folks too. The nasty grams. You know, you owe interest, penalties, taxes. You were a bad boy. I got that letter once. You know, it turned out that it wasn't true. But I know how your heart sinks when you see that sort of thing.
Oh yeah, it's very nerve wracking. And you just don't want them to show up at your door, and they actually do show up at your door if you ignore them altogether.
So the advice this year, and I'll give the advice, find a professional to do your taxes. Make sure you understand the difference between a personal exemption that has gone and the standard deductions, which have gone up. You can get it done by a professional. That way, you're just in better hands. You're better shape, Chris, if you have somebody that really knows what they're doing, because I would get confused. The tax changes are complex and, you know, just at home trying to do the easy 1040, whatever, not what it used to be. I'll give you the last word.
No, I agree. The last word is tax returns are difficult. They're different. I've got more people coming in this year, and we're just doing it for 1 year, but we're looking at back tax returns, and people are missing, you know, educational tax credits was another one that I had a client come in. He missed out on a $2,500 refund in 2017. So we're going to be changing his tax return, too, to get that. But, yeah, use a professional. At least every few years, go to a professional.
Well, right there, you got $2,500 back. That's a nice surprise for somebody. Chris McClatcher, yep. Attorney and CPA. You can find out more at Fresh Start Tax Solutions, freshstarttaxsolutions.com. Chris, always a pleasure.
Thank you, Steve. You have a good day.
You too. Chris McClatcher, everybody. Fresh Start Tax Solutions, the place to go if you're jammed up with the IRS, you're jammed up with the state of Michigan. You know, don't look the other way. Get it handled. All right. This part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company, serving Michigan since 1947. Locally owned and operated, Wolverine delivers statewide. Get your free water test today by going to WolverineWaterSystems.com. You tell them you listen to the Steve Gerber Show and you like it.